Hey everybody, and welcome into this episode of the Near Fall Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Rydell Casal. To my right is our very good friend, Eric Morgan.
What's up?
And then we have Mike Davis.
What's up, everybody?
And Tim Allen.
There's no rules!
Yeah, there you go. That's funny.
All right, guys, so this is a very special edition of the podcast. We are recording our Extreme Rules pay-per-view pre-show. So we're going to keep it quick. The show will start in 30 minutes. So we're going to start off with, we're basically going to go through each match that's on tonight. And we'll start with Dean Ambrose versus Kofi Kingston for the U.S. title. I want to start with Mike on this one. What do you think, Mike? What do you think is going to happen?
Results of this, I'm calling it right now, Dean Ambrose. Right now I'm calling it Dean Ambrose is going to walk away with the U.S. title.
Which it makes the most sense.
It makes the most sense. I think this is going to be the night that we see the Shield itself walk away with title.
I'm going to be upset if there's no, like, the Shield wins everything. Just get rid of the whole Extreme Rules title and just be like, the Shield wins. And then the pay-per-view.
That's the new name of the pay-per-view.
That's it. Exactly. Just the Shield wins all.
Like, Shield rules. That's just
all. Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I like how Kofi is hot potato with championships now. Yeah. Like, he's like the designated hot potato guy for, like, transfer around championships to so-and-so.
How to get them from one person's hands to another.
Yep. Who do we give the title to now? We want to get... Just give it to Kofi. Then he'll lose.
Give it to Kofi. Kofi's good. Kofi will bring in the children's.
Can we talk about that? I would have much rather seen, I don't know about you guys, but I would have much rather seen Dean Ambrose versus Antonio Cesaro for the title.
That would have been amazing. Of course, WWE didn't do it.
But it would have been an easy transition to take the title from Cesaro right to Dean Ambrose. I mean, they didn't really need to involve Kofi Kingston. Like, no. At all. I can't think of any value.
We already discussed it. Kofi Kingston likes the Children's, and the Children's like the Kofi Kingstons.
And Mr. Man does not like
Cesaro.
Yeah, he hates him. Okay. Anybody else?
I think that's a unanimous, like, ruling that we want to see Dean Ambrose get the title so the Shield gets pushed to the next level.
The biggest push. That, and I mean,
they're already getting a pretty big push, too.
If Dean Ambrose loses, though, is that technically a Shield loss?
No, a Dean Ambrose
loss. Dean Ambrose.
The only way it counts as a Shield loss is if all three of them lose in a match, and not by disqualification or countout. Countouts don't count, disqualifications don't count, they have to lose by pinfall.
Countouts don't count?
Mm-mm. Not for official loss.
What kind of wrestling is this?
Regular wrestling. The same wrestling it's been for 30 years. Okay. So, I'm just going to go by each person, and we'll just say who you think is going to win this match. Tim?
Dean Ambrose.
Mike?
Dean Ambrose.
Eric?
Coffee. It's like Dean Ambrose.
I'm going to go with Dean Ambrose as well, so that's unanimous 4 for Dean Ambrose. Then let's just continue talking about the Shield.
No, let's not. That won't be fun.
No, we should definitely do that. I feel like we should just make this entire podcast.
Shieldcast.
Yeah. Shieldcast, exactly. So the other two members of the Shield, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, will be going against Team Hell No, which consists of Kane and Daniel Bryan, and that match is for the tag team titles. So I'm going to start this one with Tim, and what do you think is going to happen?
I mean, I want the Shield to win, but I don't want to see Daniel Bryan lose.
Agreed.
So, like, that's kind of upsetting me, but no, we've already said it right from the beginning. This is Shield rules.
Yeah.
They have to leave with the tag titles.
Hashtag Shield rules.
Yeah.
Hashtag it right now.
Follow it right now.
I mean, I guess my point to that is it would make no sense for them not to walk out with all three belts. I mean, what's the point of positioning it like this for a pay-per-view and then have them lose? Or have Dean win?
Lose everything. Because then that technically would be a Shield loss, if just considering all three of them lost throughout the
Yeah, that's a Shield loss.
Now, the only thing I could see is if they're trying to play a different angle where they're trying to break the Shield up. I don't think they are, and I hope they're not.
I can't see them doing that yet.
I agree.
They haven't done... Like, although the Shield's been involved in every major pay-per-view since they came in at Survivor Series, they haven't really done anything. All their matches have been awesome, but they haven't done anything big.
They've just kind of affected it from the sidelines.
Yeah, this is true.
But, I mean... If there's a lot of the, you know, the regular uneducated fans who just, you know, yay, John Cena, boo, CM Punk. Like, there's a lot of those fans who are sick of the Shield.
What about the educated boo CM Punk people?
They don't exist.
That's just me. That
makes them uneducated.
It's just me.
Yeah, it's just you. I agree with Tim.
And then you're still a CM Punk fan.
Okay, you got me.
I agree with Tim. I think that, I don't want to see Daniel Bryan lose because I love him. He's from Ring of Honor, but, I do much prefer the Shield than Team Hell No. I feel like Team Hell No is tired. It's old. It's been going on for way too long.
Months.
I think it's been. Isn't it longer than that? What about eight?
They debuted. I'm trying to remember. Yeah,
they won
the
titles right away.
They debuted before. I think it was at Survivor Series. They won the title. Yeah, Survivor Series.
Yeah, all right. So they've been
November. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Are there any stipulations on either one of those matches? They just
regular
matches.
No, Dean Ambrose and Kofi Kingston should be.
No, that's just a standard match.
It's a regular match. Yeah.
There's not really a lot of
extreme
matches tonight.
No,
we'll get to that.
Yeah, we got to keep going.
All right, Mike, you have anything to say about this match?
I feel the same way as you guys. I don't want to see Daniel Bryan lose. I'd rather see Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins walk away with it. But it's a possibility that Team Hell No could walk away.
I agree. Eric, any last thoughts on this match?
Yeah, once again, to reiterate, we want the Shield to get all that gold tonight.
Agreed.
But this match is such a toss-up that I can see them just having Dean Ambrose winning the title tonight and not Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns, because Dean Ambrose has been doing all the singles matches.
Right, because he's going to get the biggest individual push. Yeah,
he's wrestled Kofi, he's wrestled Kane, he's wrestled Daniel Bryan, he's wrestled The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
He's like...
Well, he is, I mean, overall he's the most talented.
Oh yeah, he is. That's what I'm saying. I can see him just getting the title tonight, but not the whole Shield getting all the titles.
And that was where my point comes in, where I actually see that happening. And I think that's where there could be a division driven in between the Shield, because Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins get a little jealous... Dean Ambrose has the title they don't.
I don't know, I could see like Dean Ambrose having the US title and it's like the Shield comes out like, and we helped! Yeah! Like, yeah, you guys did great.
Like, actually, that would make sense as well. So, I mean, it could go either way, but I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to start myself this time. I think that it's going to be a very, very good match. I think it's going to be very close. But I do see Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins taking the tag team titles. So I'll go to Eric. What do you think, man?
This one's such a toss-up, but I'm still going to go with my prediction that Team Hell No is still going to win.
Okay. And Mike?
I think Team Hell No is still going to win.
Okay. Tim?
I'm going with you on this one. I think that the Shield's going to get all the belts and all the greatest things.
I would love for that to happen, but...
I think we're just tainted. Tainted.
Yeah, this is bad.
This Shield. This is the only time a Shield match is really like, okay, this one's actually like a toss-up. Not sure about this one. All right.
But actually, one last point on this match. That's my thing. I mean, like, I don't want to see Daniel Bryan lose, and we're going to cut this part out of audio because I've completely lost my train of thought. Okay.
Let's just move. And moving on to the next match.
All right, so we're talking about Extreme. This is one of very few Extreme matches tonight. I'm very, very excited. Like, deep in my heart, this is my personal most favorite match. I can't wait to see. It's going to be Sheamus versus Mark Henry in a strap match.
Let's just talk about they brought back the strap match.
Let's talk about Sheamus
that
is back.
That is
cool. How is that?
Let's talk about Sheamus getting the living shit beat out of him tonight.
I know, right?
I don't know.
I'm actually more
Henry's walking away with this one.
I agree, but I do think. I mean, I think it's going to be. I mean, they can't just go, oh, Sheamus just got his ass raped, and then nothing else.
I see an upset. I see Sheamus pulling this out for no reason whatsoever. I can see him taking it in.
2 years ago, I'd be like, nah, Sheamus isn't going to win. The last time Sheamus won against Mark Henry, he got tackled through a barricade and got counted out at some point. So I was like, yeah, you did good.
You did all right.
You did all right.
You did a thing.
You got counted out after getting slammed through a barricade.
Yeah.
But no, But yeah, like just like Tim said, they brought back the strap match.
I know,
it's so good.
The last strap match was the Eddie Guerrero one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
we talked about that last
while.
Yeah. It's a good match.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good long hardy match too. It's like, guess what? You have to touch all four post corners. And on top of that, you have to drag that man with you. And let's just talk about the uphill climb that's going to be for Sheamus here. Like,
well,
hey, here you're strapped to Mark Henry. Now drag him around the ring. That's super
there's
hard.
A difference between picking him up and then actually dragging him with a strap.
Help.
Yeah,
huh? I mean, he's got to give him a little help when he's on the ground. I mean, and
yeah.
To be fair, Sheamus picked up Big Show in a deadlift and kept him on his shoulders for a good 10
seconds.
He is
kind of a monster.
He's ridiculously strong.
It's going to be a good match.
Oh, I think it's going to
be
a great match.
It's going to be better than Sheamus Big Show. I think so.
I think so, too.
So as much as I would love to drag this conversation about this match out, I want to go through and get everybody's opinions on what they think is going to happen. Let's start with Mike.
Mark Henry's going to walk away winning.
Okay. Tim?
I'm going with Sheamus.
Mm-hmm. Eric?
That's what I do! That's my prediction.
And so it's 3-1 because I'm going with Mark Henry as well. So 3 for Mark Henry, 1 for Sheamus. I hope Tim's wrong. I really do, because I would not be... I don't know if I, how I'd feel about that, but...
What, Sheamus walking away?
Sheamus walking away?
In a strap... I mean, in realistic, I mean...
Realistically, no.
Realistically, this half this pay-per-view is just...
Garbage.
Filler that no one cares about.
I agree. I would say that 1, 2, 3, 4 of the...
There's 3 matches that matter, one of which really doesn't matter, but the only reason it matters is because it's the main event.
Yeah. Right.
And one of which is extreme.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it. Good job.
All right, next one, which I'm pretty sure none of us are excited about, is the number one contenders match now because of Ziggler's concussion between Del Rio and Jack Swagger. We're all kind of sad, super sad, because we all love Dolph Ziggler. Whether you like him personality-wise or not, we can all agree, I think everyone can agree, that he is unbelievably talented as a wrestler, and he's actually brought some legitimacy back to the World Heavyweight Championship. So, I mean, I was actually excited for this match before Ziggler got hurt. I was really excited, actually, because, you know, I think Jack Swagger's very talented, but he's also lacks the excitement in a one-on-one match, whereas Del Rio, to me, just... And we talked about this in one of our test episodes. It was... He's just not as athletic as I think he should be.
Yeah.
He's kind of stale, too.
He is really stale.
I mean, you're a guy. You rest.
I would rather see Ricardo Rodriguez, honestly. Most people who don't know, just for people who don't know.
Amazing.
Yeah, he was in Mexican wrestling, Lucha Libre.
Like the way he said, he's amazing.
Because he is.
He's, I mean, like, he's...
You have to see him.
He sells better than, like, anybody. I mean, if you look back over the last, like, 2 years, and anytime he would get, like, hit outside of the ring or anything like that, like, he sells it really, really well, especially for someone who's really not involved in the match.
Right, but now, like, now it's just a meh match. Like, number one contenders match.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that'll be
it. And this could go either way. Because Ziggler's keeping the title.
This is a last man standing match, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
It is. I'm pretty sure.
Extreme match.
No, that's Ryback and Cena. I'm not mistaken.
Ryback and Cena.
Ryback and Swagger is...
Just a regular match, I think.
It's... I'm looking up now.
Hold on. Yep. And we'll edit this out.
It's a match. Like, it's like
it is.
Number one contender. I mean, yeah, it could go either way. Either way, it's been like, oh man, it's fun either way. But you know, everyone knows the match that's supposed to be here.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, and no one really cares about these two.
Yeah, but I mean, so like, Swagger and Del Rio. Oh man, yeah, no, that's super fun.
Yeah, I mean, I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it could go either way, but. I absolutely think there's no way Swagger wins this match.
It is an I Quit match.
Ah. Yeah, I'm going to say... Actually, I'm just going to say it right now. I would almost be willing to bet a paycheck on it. I'm not going to, but I would be willing to.
I was almost all over your paycheck.
That Del Rio's going to win by armbar.
Yeah.
Del Rio.
That makes sense. That's the only way he's won a match over the last, like, 2 months. And
that way they can draw out the whole thing a little bit more. Like, oh, he beat Swagger. He's coming for you next.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's... See, the whole angle, which I never understood now that Ziggler won the title right after, you know, Del Rio had it for a little bit and Swagger never got his hands on it, I don't understand the angle that they went with from Elimination Chamber, where it's, you know, the whole anti-immigration, super racist Jack Swagger, and, you know, like...
Sorry to go back. I forgot the stipulation of the Team Hell No match. It is a tornado tag match.
Ah, okay.
Oh, wow. It's going to make it a little better.
Extreme!
No rules!
Yeah.
Everyone in the ring, same time.
It's extreme, no rules! Guys.
I really feel like in a pay-per-view called Extreme Rules, every match should be no rules.
I think every match should be... So. I just look, Extreme Rules, you had one thought for me, which is ECW.
Yeah.
But it's not ECW.
I miss ECW. Alright, so let's wrap this one up about this match. I'm going to start with this one, and I'm going to say Del Rio wins by armbar. Eric, what do you think?
Just because what I read, they actually know with Swaggy getting in trouble with the law.
The law.
It's I'm going with
just
Del Rio.
A good old boys.
I know their original plan was for Swagger to be pushed into the summer, but I'm not sure. But not sure. Not title win, but just him being pushed into the main title scene. I'm going with Swagger.
Just to jump in one real last point on that. Actually, if you think about it, they're not going to let there be a heel versus heel match for the title. Because nobody's going to, nobody's, there's not going to, the regular fans are not going to enjoy it.
We don't know who to cheer for. There's no good guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think they would cheer for Ziggler. But, Tim, what do you think?
I really have, like, a vague interest in this. I mean, I'm going to say Del Rio by armbar, too, because that just makes sense.
Mm.
But other than that, I really don't care.
Yeah, I couldn't care any less. Mike?
Del Rio, considering he's a submission specialist, and it's an I Quit match, it just makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, Jack Swagger's with the ankle lock, too, so yeah, that could go either way. True. But all right, another match that I don't think we're going to spend much time talking about is Randy Orton versus The Big Show. This is a...
This is actually an Extreme Rules match.
Oh, wow.
Wait, they got it right once.
What does that mean? All right, so let's start with Mike. What do you think?
I'm going to say Orton.
Okay. And Eric?
Although I like Orton, and this match should be pretty good just because Orton and Big Show... I mean, even though Big Show is... Now, he's still a good worker in the ring for what he can do, but...
Which isn't much.
I kind of actually... Big Show's been on the losing streak the past couple months, so I'm going to say Big Show.
Okay.
Just give him a win. I'm saying Big Show just to give him a win and also the lead to Orton's heel turn.
Okay, that would make sense because we've been waiting for that since
ever.
Yeah, for a while now. Because I think we can all agree that Randy Orton's pretty pretty bland when he's not a heel.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's terrible.
I am going to go. I'm actually going to agree with Eric on this one. I'm going to say the Big Show, not because he should, but because I think that will finally bring Orton's heel turn into the light. But I don't really have any special predictions for this match. I think it's going to be kind of short. I think it might be like 15, 20 minutes.
Honestly,
yeah, I don't think there's not much to draw out because people don't really care. I mean, people are going to root for Randy Orton. That's going to be the big thing. But realistically, how many RKOs is he going to land on the Big Show?
I hope it's all the RKOs.
Five.
Yeah. I'm going with Randy Orton just because that's exactly
what
I want in that match. I want to see him like.
You just want to out of nowhere.
I want it off the top rope. I want it through the announce table. I want it through the Spanish announce table.
I want it off the top rope through the announce table.
Yeah, I want it ladders through a table through the Spanish announcer. one of the Spanish announcers. That'll be the best thing.
Is it even physically possible?
It is. You can just
see as they never move.
Yeah. No, they move backwards.
All right, so I guess that was what that was. I was going with Big Show. Eric's going with Big Show. Mike is
Orton.
Tim is Orton as well. So it's split decision on that one. I would rather make this one the main event, but since it's not, we're going to talk about this right now. This is actually besides the Shield matches, but I don't think they're going to be long. This is the match that I'm most looking forward to, which I think will be the most extreme.
Honestly, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be the...
Every single time that they wrestle, it is.
I can't believe we're going to talk
about
this.
I kind of wish this was the Extreme Rules match,
yeah.
Not a steel cage
match.
Oh, God,
this would be amazing.
Brock versus Triple H.
Yeah, it is going to be kind of limited in the cage.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, well, let's start off, Tim. What do you think about this match? Triple H versus Brock in a cage.
It's not like we haven't seen it before. Well, Brock versus Triple H, but now it's in steel cage, and it's going to be mad crazy. It's yet again, it's Brock Lesnar. I mean, I'm going Brock. I just got to go Brock. I'm afraid of that, man. It's pretty much because he haunts my dreams that I have to go Brock Lesnar.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
Brock all the way. And I'm calling that he's going to break the door and then beat Triple H with it.
Wow.
That's a decisive prediction.
At least it follows the whole Extreme Rules.
What do you think, Eric?
Brock's winning just to break this tie that they have.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, I'm going to agree with Eric and Tim.
There'd be no point for them signing Brock Lesnar for another 2 years if he's just going to lose at every pay-per-view since extending his contract. There'd be no point.
And they're gonna continue this feud for a little while, I think.
Brock,
I think this is the end of the feud.
Yeah,
this is a tiebreaker.
They have to
move
him on to someone else.
Oh yeah,
this is
true.
A tiebreaker match.
That's
SummerSlam
true.
Last
Brock
year,
smashed
Brock won.
Triple H finally.
But if this is
Triple H won at WrestleMania now.
Yeah, I mean, I think if this is the last match, I think Triple H is going to be possibly done.
Yeah,
this could be his last match or one of his. Not his last match, but one of his very few last matches.
Yeah. I think his last would be against Shawn Michaels.
That's if Shawn Michaels comes back.
I would see that.
I mean, I would love that. Don't get me wrong.
WrestleMania 30 retirement match.
I would have a smart erection for that one. I'm going to go with Brock as well, just because he's in a cage.
You're
I'm just going
to
go with Brock.
Don't go Brock.
So, We're actually, the real reason is we're all scared of Brock. He's going to come here and
By the way, Brock will hear you if you're going against Brock.
Yeah, no, Brock wins. Brock wins. All right, so that one, and we have one more match before the main event, and that is Jericho versus Fandango. Thankfully, there's I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
let me correct myself. Jericho versus Fandango.
Are we done with that? Can we talk about Jericho now?
Thankfully, there won't be any dancing. Well, hopefully, there won't be any dancing.
I swear to God. 20 minutes of Raw. Dance-off. No, now we're fighting.
Jericho's got a new dance move. It's called the Codebreaker.
All right, so I don't think anything special really is going to happen in this match. So let's just get right to predictions. I'm going to go with Fandango on this one.
Mm. Eric, sadist.
Love Jericho, the fair wrestler all the time, but there'd be no point in him winning if he's actually trying to help be the one to help push Fandango's career up. So I'm going to go with Fandango winning again.
Jericho.
Yeah.
I just see it happening.
I'm going with Mike again. I got Jericho. It's Chris Jericho.
I do think Fandango's going to win. I think it's going to be his push. I think he's actually going to win legitimately, or close.
As close to legitimate as it can as a heel.
Yeah. All right. And so that leads us to our main event.
Ugh. God.
Yeah, I agree. For the WWE title, it will be John Cena defending against Ryback. And that's the end of the podcast, guys.
Couldn't they just have John Cena like wrestling standing? Match. Oh, man. Yeah, yeah, that'll probably be a 2-hour match.
That's going in the back area.
Yeah, definitely. That's going in the back.
I hope so.
Like in the locker room, parking lot.
If it does not, that's disappointing.
Yeah. All right, it's going to be a hype match. They're going to, like, extreme rules wrestle all over the place. Seriously, though, let's just cut right to predictions. Who sees John Cena losing his precious title tonight?
I kind of want to jump in on this one first. I'm going to go with, because I'm going to say the most unpopular thing here. I actually do not want John Cena to lose. I do not like John Cena at all as far as wrestling goes, but I hate Ryback that much more. Just because I really do, because I don't see
his relevance.
Goldberg. He's a Goldberg wannabe. He doesn't have anything original. There's nothing special that he does. He doesn't even have a cool finisher.
Isn't Goldberg sitting at home actually watching Ryback too? Laughing. This is bullshit.
I think he's just laughing.
I'm just coming back. They're just going to do this. I'm just coming back.
But I don't see John Cena losing. I see no way.
There's not even a vote. What's your take, guys? Cena in a title match, and he just got it back last month.
He's losing the title to Ryback.
That's going to happen.
Although, can we say, as much as I don't want Ryback to win, I would actually be kind of happy if they threw us for a loop for once, because we've all been kind of tainted and worn, battered.
After WrestleMania?
No, and bitter, and a little bit butthurt, let's be honest, after the last year of pay-per-views have been very disappointing. So I hope, and WrestleMania wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great, so I'm hoping that this year, starting now, maybe, hopefully, we can see some good pay-per-views, maybe a good summer of pay-per-views, that would be great.
Well, they got all the extreme matches tonight.
And some surprises for once. Yeah. Just don't make things so predictable for us.
Yeah.
So I guess
it'd be funny if we guessed every match wrong.
That whole year was just predictable, all leading up to John Cena getting the title back.
Yeah. Yeah, Speaking of predictable, let's finally put our so we're all going. You started off. Who's winning this one?
Cena. Easy.
Cena.
Rot! No, Cena. It'd be ridiculous to say Ryback.
Well, so what we're going to do is we are going to leave you now. This is the end of the pre-show.
Yes.
Now
we're going to go watch it, and you guys should watch it too, and then we're going to talk about it afterwards.
Exactly.
Even if you didn't watch the damn thing.
So we can tell you everything that happened. So the post-show podcast will be much longer. This was just a quick little recap, kind of getting you guys feet wet for the matches tonight. So I will sign off. This is your host, Rydell. Tim?
There's no rules!
Mike?
There's extreme rules.
Oh!
Cena sucks!
Cena sucks. Ryback is the greatest!
The greatest.
Eric here, signing out. Watch some wrestling.
Alright guys, you can follow us on Twitter at Near Fall Podcast. You can, of course, and you better like us on Facebook, Near Fall Wrestling. You can also visit our website at nfwrestling.com. And we will talk to you guys later.
Oh, yeah!